أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق سيدنا محمد. أما بعد، we are still discussing the values and the meaning of Surah Al-Qadr. And the reason we are discussing this surah now is, inshallah, we would like to create a motivation to take the maximum time, try to schedule our life, our job, as much as we can to maximize the benefit. So inshallah, I will summarize what we have talked about before in a few minutes, then we will cover something new. We talked about the meaning of Layla and the meaning of the word Qadr. And we said that we have two types of Layla. Layla means a night. So the expression Laylatul Qadr is composed of two words. The first word is Layla, and the second word is Qadr. So the word Layla means night, and in Islam we have two types of nights. The night that we use in the Sharia, like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ and complete your fasting up to night, إِلَى اللَّيْلِ until the night comes down. So what is the definition of night? The night starts with sunset. Let me ask you a question. If you are about to break your fasting and you are with your brother or friend or spouse, you see after sunset that the daylight is not gone completely, right? For a few minutes, the daylight will remain before the darkness cover. So you are about to drink the water and you have the date in your hand, and the other person goes, wait, the night is not in yet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and complete your fasting up to the night. So what are you going to say? Yes or no? Wait for the darkness or go ahead and eat the date and say, no, you follow me. What do you think? Huh? Eat it, but we still see the daylight. It looks like Sheikh Akbar has a biryani in front of him. He cannot resist. So what Brother Akbar said is true. Although we see some of the daylight, we should break our fasting, because the night starts with sunset. And we have a hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with his companions. And he asked one of the Sahaba, he said, go and get us water so we can break our fasting. So this hadith tells us that it is allowed, it is optional for a traveler to fast. Okay, it is allowed according to this hadith. So Rasulullah ﷺ told his companion, go get water. So the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, ma zala alayka min nahar. We still have daylight. The sun, you know, is down. It is sunset, but we still see the light. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, go and get us water. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I still see the daylight. And maybe if I go on the top of my camel and stand up, I will see the sun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the day is gone from the west, right? And the darkness comes from the east, and you witness sunset, then fasting is over. Faqad aftara as-sa'im. So when the sun comes down and you see sunset, you are allowed to break your fasting, although for a few minutes, it's going to be still like daylight. You know, it's not, the sun is not up, it is down, but it is still clear. And we should not delay breaking the fast. You know, one time a brother asked me, he said, Sheikh, today Allah gave me food. I said, how? He said, I forgot and I ate. It was the beginning of Ramadan. I said, mashallah, yeah, that's true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one of you is fasting and you forget, especially at first days of Ramadan, then Allah has fed you, Allah has given you food. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, but I'm going to make it up, so after sunset, I'm going to remain fasting for more like 45 minutes to 1 hour. I said, no, that's against the sunnah. Don't do that. No, that's no. Okay? So nobody should do that. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا تَزَالُ أُمَّتِي بِخَيْرٍ مَا أَخَّرُ السُّحُورِ وَعَجْرُ الْفُطُورِ. My ummah will remain in good shape, in good practice, as long as they delay the suhoor, the sihri, and break the fasting quickly. So the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ is not to delay breaking the fast whatsoever. So Laylatul Qadr, the word Layla, as we spoke before, means a night. And the Shari'i night starts from sunset up to Fajr. We also spoke of the night of the angels, that the night of the angels starts from Asr up to Fajr, and their day starts from Fajr up to Asr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these angels have shifts, and they change their shifts at Fajr and Asr. That's why these two prayers, Fajr Salah and Asr Salah, are witnessed by two groups of angels, and some scholars say these two prayers are written twice. So can you imagine if you do this prayer in the masjid, then mashallah, two shifts of the angels witness that you were present, and inshallah will give you double the reward. Layla is a night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred our ummah with the best day and the best night. The best day is Yawmul Jumu'ah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير يوم طلعت فيه الشمس يوم الجمعة. The best day over which the sun has risen ever is Friday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us out of His mercy and favor the best day, which is Friday, and the best night, which is Laylatul Qadr. We also spoke of the word Qadr. And we said that this word has three main meanings. Number one, high status and greatness. Number two, something that is confined. And number three has to do with destiny and decree. I think the adhan is about to start. 2 more minutes? Okay. So Laylatul Qadr, Qadr means high status, greatness, value. That's the first meaning. And the ulama spoke, why Laylatul Qadr is a night of high status. Now somebody might ask, Sheikh, which one of these three main meanings is the more correct? The answer from the ulama is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally and carefully chose the word al-qadr with this Arabic expression, al-qadr. So all three meanings are there. Allah wants all these three meanings. So al-qadr means value, high status, greatness. The ulama explained why. Number one, because it is the night that Allah chose to reveal His speech. The night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to reveal the Quran. That's why Laylatul Qadr is the greatest night. And the ulama say, the excellence of Allah's speech over any other speech, including the speech of the prophets, is like the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over His creation. So this Quran is the greatest thing that we have. It's the greatest speech. Nothing is greater than the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me repeat it again. The ulama say, the excellence of Allah's speech, the Quran, over the speech of the creation, including the speech of all the prophets, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is like the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself over the speech, the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the creation. The excellence of the speech of Allah over the speech of the creation is like the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself over the creation. So Laylatul Qadr is a great night, number one, because Al-Qadr means high status, greatness, and something of a great value. Why is that? The ulama said, number one, because Allah chose it to reveal His speech, His book in it. Now the ulama established that time will be great according to what's done in it. And place and space will be great according to what's on it. Time is great because of what's happening in it. And space and place is great because what's on it. Why is this place great? Because it is the house of Allah, Baytullah al-Masjid. Why is Mecca great? Because it hosts the house of Allah, al-Kaaba. Why Al-Madinah great? Because it hosts the body of Rasulullah ﷺ and his mosque. Similarly, Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem. And why was Laylatul Qadr great? Because of what's happening in it. Number one, Allah revealed the Quran, and it is part of the month of Ramadan that fasting is required and found, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua and all the good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and the barakah, etc. The ulama say that Laylatul Qadr is of high status. Number two, because the angels come down in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. Now remember that we said one of the meanings of Qadr is a confined space. A confined space. Let's visit one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءُ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَأِطَّ ما موضع أربعة أصابع إلا ملك ساجد أو ملك راكع. That heavens, the skies, is making a teet. And a teet is the sound of the wood. When you put so much weight on it, it starts to like make noise, right? Because it is overburdened with the weight. So Rasulullah ﷺ says that the heavens, the skies, has so many angels, and it's making sound because of the presence of so many angels. Rasulullah ﷺ says there is no the space of four fingers of the palm hand, except there is an angel in the state of sujood or the state of ruku'. أطت السماء وحق لها أن تأط ما موضع أربع أصابع إلا وملك ساجد أو ملك راكع. Now can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on Laylatul Qadr all the angels including Jibreel come down. So that's why the earth becomes a confined place. And that is the second meaning of the word Al-Qadr. The ulama said, also, the high status of this night, Al-Qadr, is because Allah sends in it so much barakah, so much mercy, liberation from hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq and sustenance. He gives gifts. He gives so many things that He does not give on any other night. Another reason why Laylatul Qadr is of high status and value is because worshipping Allah in it becomes like none other night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So Laylatul Qadr is of high value, number one, because Allah revealed His book in it. Number two, because the angels, all the angels come down, including Jibreel alayhi salam. Number three, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in that night so many gifts and barakah and rahmah and answering the dua and liberation from hellfire like He doesn't do on any other night. And now, the other reason why is it a great night is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiplied the worship in it better than 1,000 months. Now, to refresh your mind about this, the ulama said, if we take a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours a day for 1,000 straight months, then Laylatul Qadr is better than that. So it's not on the basis of my worship or your worship or my worship when I am energetic or your worship when you are tired. No, the ulama said it is better than 1,000 months on the basis of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 24 hours a day without getting tired or defocused for 1,000 straight months. So take a person, give him special energy, and have him worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 months, for 24 hours a day, then Laylatul Qadr is better than that. Which means If you take a person that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 12 hours a day, then Laylatul Qadr is better than 2,000 months. And if you take a person that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 6 hours a day, then Laylatul Qadr is better than 4,000 months. And for a person who worships Allah for 3 hours a day, then Laylatul Qadr is better than 8,000 months. And that is probably us. If you count our worship, salah, probably reading a few pages of the Quran and doing some dhikr and some juhud, it boils down approximately to 3 hours. So when we calculate Laylatul Qadr on the basis of our average worship, then Laylatul Qadr is better than 8,000 months, which is equivalent to 666 years. And the last point, why Laylatul Qadr is so great? Because the person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it will become a person of qadr, a person of great value. The last thought before I leave you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out to tell the Sahaba which night was Laylatul Qadr. So did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam know about it? Definitely and surely. But then something happened, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Rufi'at, it was taken away from him. What happened? The hadith is narrated by Imam Bukhari through Hadrat Ubadah ibn Samit, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam kharaja liyukhbir an-nasa ayya laylatin laylat al-qadr fatalaha rajulan. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلاحى فلان وفلان فرفعت. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was coming out to tell people which night is Laylatul Qadr. So two people fought. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, because of this fighting, Laylatul Qadr was taken away. Then he said, لَعَلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always positive. He teaches us to be positive thinkers. لَعَلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Maybe this is better for you. Another comment on this hadith, that the Sahaba who narrated the hadith did not mention the names of the two Sahaba who fought. They said, Fulan and Fulan, so and so and so and so. Because Sahaba believe in sitr. They believe in covering the mistakes of people. They did not mention the names of the people. Fulan wa fulan. So and so and so and so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.